Geek Radio Daily for Friday, March 13th, 2009. All the geek and maybe just a little bit of shine. Moon, that is. Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to a snowy Friday here in Virginia. And yeah, it is snowing. Right out the window, I see it right there. Huh. It was 84 degrees 2 days ago. It's crazy, crazy stuff. You'd think I'd be able to deal with that because, after all, I am Billy Flynn.
Some kind of weirdo?
It has been noted. It has been noted. Welcome to Fridays with Flynn. We'll talk about that in just a moment. First off, this date, 1781, the planet Uranus was discovered by Sir William Herschel, but he thought it was a comet, which is still not an excuse for calling it Uranus. On this date in 1930, Clyde W. Tombaugh announced the discovery of Pluto, the ninth planet in the solar system, 4 billion miles away at Lowell Observatory. Because apparently March 13th is a good day for discovering planets. And it is a planet. Just go to Illinois and they'll tell you that. A UFO sighting known as the Phoenix Lights was seen over Phoenix, Arizona by hundreds of people and by millions on TV. To this day, no one's sure what they were. That happened on this date in 1997. Some birthdays for today. Harry Melling is 20. That's Dudley Dursley in the Harry Potter movies. April Mattson is 28. She's Laurie Traeger on Kyle XY. Danny Masterson, 33. Hyde from That 70s Show. William H. Macy's 59. For some reason, he was in Wild Hogs, but hey, he was in Fargo and a bunch of other really, really, really cool stuff. Al Jaffe is 88 years old today. Cartoonist for Mad Magazine, and in his honor, yes, you can take and fold in this particular podcast. Some birthdays from folks no longer with us. Fred Rerun Barry was born on this date in 1951. Rerun, we miss you, dude. And L. Ron Hubbard, 1911, L. Ron Hubbard, founder of Scientology. Yeah, I'm not going to talk about any of his books because all of his books are really just, Scientology stuff. And, well, I don't want to cause controversy. Well, sure I do, but I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about TV. Tonight, your schedule might be a little goofy because mine's a little goofy. Tonight on CBS, I have that they're showing 2 games of the ACC tournament, which is fine. That way I get to see Duke beat Boston College. And whatever the other game is, I've already forgotten. Because UVA lost last night to Boston College. Good for them. ABC tonight's got a new wife swap. Super Nanny and 2020 all on this evening. It's Friday night on ABC, and they decide that, well, there's just really no point in showing anything really worthwhile. And that's why they run what they do. NBC's got How We Do It, a new Friday Night Lights in which the Panthers game is on national TV. Aren't they all on national TV? I see this show comes on every week. Dateline also on. Now, Fox, you probably get a new Terminator and a new Dollhouse. I wouldn't know because in Virginia, I get two different games of the Virginia High School Girls Basketball Tournament. Now, there's girls' tournaments I like watching. No, I'm going to stop. CW tonight has a new episode of Everybody Hates Chris and a new episode of The Game. Thought those shows were gone. They've been gone for a while. AMC tonight showing Sabretooth. So apparently X-Men Origins did so well, they made a Sabretooth movie, traveled back in time, just so AMC could show it before the Wolverine movie comes out. Now that's a villain for you. Actually, no, that ticks me off. That's the Sci-Fi Channel movie, where the Sabretooth gets out and scientists... Yeah, on AMC. Animal Planet, jockeys, it all comes down to this. They don't tell us what this is because they want us to watch. Bravo showing Miss Congeniality 2, Electric Boogaloo. Discovery Channel and Dirty Jobs, it's a bridge painter. Only if you spill the paint. How dirty is that really? E! Entertainment Television has something I hope becomes a regular series. Hot Girls in Scary Places. Yeah, set those DVRs now, kids. FX showing Godzilla. No, 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 not the good one. The one with Matthew Broderick. It was okay. All right. History Channel, Modern Marvels, Korn. Sci-Fi Channel and Battlestar Galactica, it's Daybreak. Just one episode, which means we're, including tonight's, we're 3 episodes left. I'm jonesing, man. FMC, Planet of the Apes, Turner Classic Movies with Double Indemnity. That's just a good movie. That's a very good movie. You need to see that. Cartoon Network, Batman, Brave and the Bold, Aquaman joins Batman in space. Okay, well, they go to Rand, but still. New Clone Wars on as well. If I'm watching anything, though, it's that they're Lifetime Television for women. Because a woman eventually deduces that her teenage daughter's boyfriend is a psychopath who was already killed once. Tonight, Tori Spelling asks the all-important question, Mother, may I sleep with danger?
You got mail, baby.
Yes, indeed, we do. This is a mail from Ernest. It's like, Mr. Flynn, I noticed yesterday on the show you said something about tomorrow, well, which would now be today, being Fridays with Flynn. What's up with that? Well, Fridays with Flynn is just a fun new way we're going to spend our time together, and that's simply because we've got all the other kinks worked out at our day job, except for this deal with Fridays. On Fridays, the vicar has to be there on the morning show, not the country station, the regular station. And that being said, he's not going to come by my house to do a show. So that means that you and I get to spend quality times together here on Fridays. So Ernest, that's what that means. It's nothing scary, unless you find me frightening. Do I scare you, Ernest? Do I? No, it just means that on Friday, you get what you have when the vicar goes country. You and I spending a lot of quality time together, and that's what that is. So if you have any questions about the show, if you have any suggestions about the show, any complaints, anything we can do to tweak the show, by all means, I'd love to hear from you, because after all, this isn't my show. This is your show. So drop us a line at podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, The Bruce, or Flintstress. All of those? Yeah, all of those available at geekradiodaily.com. Friday means we're taking a peek at the new flicks coming out, and of course, checking your geek news here on this Friday, March 13th. It's spooky edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Introducing 2 Minute Danger Theater, a podcast with an unending appetite for excitement.
Hello, I'll be your alien invader this evening.
Blast off with Commander Ranger and Cadet Nancy as they set foot on alien worlds.
The temperature is 50 degrees below zero.
It looks like we only have one spacesuit aboard the ship. You'll have to wear this bathrobe.
Trek around the globe with jungle adventurer Blake Diamond as he searches for an ancient mystical ruby.
Is that what I think it is?
Yes, I believe we've discovered the Holy Grail.
Damn it! Where's the ruby?
Wherever there's a Nazi plot to thwart or a humanitarian crisis to ignore, Blake Diamond will be there.
Lost Ark of the Covenant, map to the city of Atlantis, missing Link.
And don't forget the voice, that mysterious crime fighter who lurks in the shadows.
If you don't talk, you'll force me to use my powers of telepathy.
Oh yeah? I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. What is it?
1.
No.
10.
No.
1.
Yes, 2 Minute Danger Theater. Just go to dangertheater.com. Please consult a physician before listening.
Nancy, what are you doing with that llama?
Milking it, sir.
This is Tom O'Pennicott talking, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Geek Radio Daily for Friday, March 13th, 2009. All of the podcast, none of the brine. Wow, I got to come up with some new one of those. Yes, indeed, I do. But we're not going to worry about that now. We're going to worry about it being Friday and talking movies.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
And we have quite a few things on the list today. Race to Witch Mountain is out. That's pretty good. You've got Dwayne Johnson back. You've got another Witch Mountain movie. I'm a child of the 80s, so, you know, I used to see these in The Wonderful World of Disney. So it looks good. It looks like it's a good time. And Dwayne Johnson, fine actor. Last House on the Left. Remake of the 1972 Wes Craven flick, Game of Escape Convicts. Wow, I mean, horrible, horrible things happen in this film. It's an ugly, ugly, dirty movie. At least it was when Wes Craven did it, and if you're remaking it, it has to be. The trick to this all comes down to the girl who gets attacked, whose family wreaks vengeance. If it's anything like the first one, she's going to be the saving point of this movie, because it's her humanity throughout all of this vile disgustingness that always made it work. Miss March is out today. Imagine, you're there in high school, you're going to score. Oh, you fall down steps, you get into a coma, and when you wake up many, many, many years later, the girl you're going to score with is now a centerfold. What does that mean? You get to go to the Playboy Mansion, of course. The Class is out today. It's a French film about a middle school teacher in Paris whose immigrant students are belligerent and unwilling to learn. A lot like, I would say My Wife's Class, but they might be listening. No, they're not listening. It's a French film. It feels like a documentary. It's supposed to be quite, quite good. I'm going to have to see that. Fanboys actually gets a major release this weekend, so you might actually be able to find that. It's only in one movie theater around here, so who knows. Bad for Business, also opening in a limited release. It's women getting dumped so they can recover their self-esteem by hiring a guy to stalk them. None of this sounds right. It sounds like some stupid guy wrote that. So, that's your picks for the movies. I recommend strongly go see Watchmen. If you already have, go see it again. Okay? It's just like the graphic novel in the concept that you really should watch it a couple of times to truly appreciate everything that's going on there. And that's what you've got to choose from.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Marvel's done a little bit of a shake-up for their movie releases. They've moved some things. You know, we've all been hearing about this Avengers going to hit summer 2011. It's like, how are they going to do that? That seems a bit busy. So here's the deal. New schedule, May 7th, 2010's Iron Man 2. That didn't change. May 6th, 2011, Spider-Man 4 just got announced. January 7th, 2011, Thor, delayed by a full year. They were talking about starting to shoot that this year. That sounds strange to me. July 22nd, 2011, the first Avenger, Captain America, only a two-month delay. And then now May 4th, 2012, the Avengers, which is delayed 10 months. So Marvel, they like that first weekend in May date, and they've got them all locked up now through 2012. So there you go. So kids, Guitar Hero. Oh man, forget the guitar. Rock Band, I don't play no dumb drums. Nah, man, I want to go clubbing. I want to be a DJ. Well, now you can. DJ Hero, hoping to expand the Guitar Hero franchise to a bigger audience, says Activision CFO Thomas Tipple. Quote, we continue to add additional legs to the Guitar Hero franchise with the launch of DJ Hero, which with that allows us to do is to come up with a very innovative product that blah, blah, blah. Basically, you get to have little turntables, and if it's not two turntables and a microphone, I don't want anything to do with it, just what I'm saying. So the three crew members of the International Space Station were forced into a shelter because the Soyuz space capsule came, you know, the space station came very close to space debris. A lot of stuff just junk floating up in space. Please, aliens, can you clean up after yourselves? The crew have returned to the station. There's absolutely no danger. The debris has already passed by the station. But that's just freaky, man. Like at my house, when the trash truck goes by, I don't have to panic and go find a bomb shelter. I'm just saying. So, remember how we talked about the space station? NASA was giving you the chance to name the space station, this room in the space station, and they had some suggestions there, and Serenity was winning out. Well, now, thanks to the nation, Stephen Colbert might end up being what gets it. The space station's new name might end up with the name Colbert, because 451,000 people have voted by just a couple of the other days. Stephen Colbert was 115,000. Serenity was trailing by at 96,541. So it looks like Stephen Colbert is going to conquer space. After all, he's already conquered the terrestrial world. So, all of you out there with iPhones, do you like your satellite radio?
Me, personally, I do not. Listen to your own mixes if you want to listen to music.
That's not on the radio. Anyway, Sirius and XM are now going to make... They've got an app where they're going to be streaming their satellite radio content to your iPhone. Now, granted, you have to pay for it, but they realize that their biggest moneymaker is when people buy new cars and get the service for free and then keep the service, okay? Cars not being sold nearly as much. The economy is down, which means XM, Sirius, they're down. They weren't making money anyway, so they're stretching out and trying to find new places to go. And what better place to go with a concept like that than iPhones? You folks will love that. So there's an Android application. Alex Holmes created a simple and powerful way to make sure that you can use your special antenna better than anybody else. It's called Torrent Droid. A program means that consumers who see a DVD they like at a store, you don't have to buy it right there on the spot. Why would you do that? Nah. What you could do is scan the UPC on the DVD's packaging, and the program looks up the numbers in a database to get the title, then automatically searches a BitTorrent site and finds the torrent for you for that particular movie. Quote, I could feel bad about creating a tool that could be used for privacy, said 23-year-old Holmes. However, if I didn't create the tool, someone else would have. Huh. Yeah, that's an interesting way of looking at it. Honey, if I didn't cheat on you, someone else was going to. Well, you know what you could use that for? Use that little scanning thing? Maybe you should download people, because a group of researchers announced they would be releasing several people's genome sequences online. Anyone can download or repurpose the data, which they're sharing on BitTorrent sites, all over the place. Science Commons' John Wilbanks made the announcement at O'Reilly's eTech conference in San Jose, explaining that the data would be provided by Harvard's Personal Genome Project, a group whose goal is to sequence thousands of people's genomes over the next several years. They're committed to making all the data from these genomes public in order to foster research into everything from disease to evolution. Now, that sounds fantastic to me, but you just know when you download this genome, someone's using one of those crappy camcorder copies of it, and it's just not going to work for you at all. Geek Radio Daily, please stop by iTunes, review us while you're there, subscribe, that'd be fantastic. Drop by the forums for the social geek working at geekradiodaily.com. And be listening for the next GRD Weekly. Should be coming up Sunday or Monday. What's it about? Who knows at this point? It's just crazy. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Non-Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States License 3.0. Drop us an email, please, at podcast Billy Flynn, Victor, the Bruce, or Flintstress at geekradiodaily.com. Have a great weekend!
You're a freak with a microphone.
He's weird, he's strange, he's sloppy, he's a total nightmare for women.
What happened to you, man? Used to be cool, cool, cool.
You're crazy! Cool.
That is strange talk from a white man.
There must be something in the water.
You're crazy!
You should be ashamed.
I don't think I understand.
Shame. Freak.
The first step on the road to mental hygiene is admitting that you're sick.
Freak.
Sick.
Freak.
Sick.
Freak.
Sick.
Freak.
Sick.
Freak.
Sick.
Freak.